Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Silent Spring by Rachel Carson, narrated by Kyolani Lee. This book is copyrighted 1962 by Rachel Carson and renewed in 1990 by Roger Christie. This recording is copyrighted 2006 by Recorded Books. 40 years after the original publication of Silent Spring, the impact of this book cannot be underestimated. Credited with engendering the modern environmental movement, Rachel Carson's final work brought to light during the summer of 1962 the catastrophic effects of chemical pesticides on our environment, and asked if man's hubristic use of his rapidly developing technologies was ruinous to the long-term health of the planet. Indeed, she dedicated Silent Spring to the German theologian Albert Schweitzer, and quotes him as saying, "Man has lost the capacity to foresee and to forestall. He will end by destroying the earth." Brought up in rural Pennsylvania, just north of Pittsburgh, Rachel Carson was one of the few American women at the time to enter the field of biology. As such, it was hard to get people to take her work seriously in an all-male profession, especially as she lacked the means to obtain a PhD, and was thus unaligned to any university or research institution. But Carson had an inordinate talent for writing, and while she initially found work as a lab assistant, her literary abilities, as seen in her research papers, were quickly recognized, and she was invited to work on radio scripts for the Bureau of Fisheries. Carson went on to write lyrical and poetic books about aquatic life and the nature of oceanic environments. These works brought her critical and public acclaim, as well as admiration from the scientific community, and she slowly began to work her way up.